Over the last 10 years, my partner and I have had the fortune to live in and or visit over 30 different countries. We've travelled with wild abandon, dragging our little daughter with us for the most part, slowing only when it was clear that school did agree with her and she really ought to stay in one place for a little while to make the best of it. We still go away every single holiday and I continue to travel at other times through the year. This has only been possible because we started a business back in 2010 which we could build and manage completely online. Since then, we've gone on to create two life-changing businesses and have plans for many more. In last week's episode, What Business Should I Start?, I shared with you the different types of lifestyle businesses and how to decide what business you should start if you're currently unsure of which direction to go in. Today, we're going to explore the 10 steps to building your lifestyle business, no matter the model you choose. Let's go. Wouldn't you love to build a business you can run from anywhere in the world, whether that be your kitchen table or a beach in Fiji? Well, you're in the right place. Welcome to Your Lifestyle Business, the show where I bring you into my life as a traveling entrepreneur and along with some of my awesome guests, give you tips and strategies for building your own freedom business. Welcome to the show. Let's make it happen. Hello there, Joe here, and welcome to Make It Happen Monday. Today, I am going to go through the 10 steps to building your freedom lifestyle business. And these are not just plucked from the sky, ladies and gentlemen. These are the 10 steps that I took back in 2010 and the 10 steps that I am taking right now to build my business after a little bit of time away, a bit of a sabbatical, and coming back into the game this year. I highly recommend these 10 steps, but I do just want you to bear in mind that there is no real right or wrong, nor is running a business linear. Sometimes you will do step one before you do step two, or step two before you do step one, and sometimes you'll do things concurrently, but these are the key steps you need to take to really build a superb lifestyle business that you are going to be able to run from anywhere in the world. So step one is know the business you are in. This sounds obvious, but is so important. So many people write to me, send me emails, comment in my communities and say, Joe, I want to make money online. Doing what? I say, well, making money online. Well, there is no such thing. There isn't making money online. The internet is a tool. It's a tool to help you reach a much larger audience with your product, your service, or your brand. So you have to have a business idea to start. As an example, I'm currently launching two businesses. One as an author. In that, I'm building an audience who will hopefully buy my books that I'm currently writing. I'm mid-book one, and I have many more in the pipeline. Secondly, I'm about to launch an e-commerce business selling physical products, and I know exactly what my niche is and what those products are. Now, both require roughly the same 10 steps I'm sharing with you today, maybe in slightly different orders, but step number one is starting with the fact that I know what my business is. Now, if you're not sure what your business is, then listen to last week's episode. But just to say I want to make money is not good enough. You have to get specific. Specificity is where it all begins. So step number two, you have to know who your business is for. Who do you want to serve? Who do you want to work with? Who is your ideal client or customer? The online world is so incredibly competitive, and to stand out from the crowd, we really need to be speaking directly to our audience. And if you don't know who that is, you can't talk in their language. A lot of people struggle with really clarifying their target market, not because they're not sure who their target market is, but because they're scared that by targeting one group of people, they're going to eliminate or alienate another. But the good news is it doesn't actually work like that in practice. By really getting specific about who your target market is, you will begin to attract the very audience you desire, plus people you never thought you'd resonate with. The reason being is because you will be found easier. The minute you start to get really specific and hone in on that audience, all of a sudden you are going to stand out from a vanilla crowd, and people are going to see you, and people are going to be able to find you. You will cut through the competition far easier, and you will automatically have a lot more exposure. So really take the time to focus in on exactly who your target market might be. And I personally recommend a worksheet and blog post that you can get on digitalmarketer.com, which is Ryan Dice's site. He goes through it in real detail on how to get very clear on who your customer is. And as I said, it comes with a worksheet. So I'll put the link in the show notes below this podcast. All right, so step three is to start building your audience. Now, you might be saying, hold on a second, Joe, don't I need a product? Well, like I said at the beginning, there's really no hard and fast order for some of these early steps. You may know your business, know your niche, but haven't quite decided exactly what you're going to sell yet. And by building an audience, they are going to give you feedback on exactly what they feel is missing and what they need. Or, like in the case of my e-commerce business, you may start with a product in mind and then begin to build your audience around that product. But the key is to get started. And I find with building your audience, so many people don't do this part. And it's one of the most important parts of your business. It's the difference between having a little sweet store on a back of Beyond Road that nobody ever goes down, or having a sweet store on the middle of Park Avenue or Fifth Avenue or wherever there's an awful lot of people. You have got to find your audience. It's a very, very big, crowded internet out there, and it's so important that you build a community of people who are going to buy your products, services, etc. So choose your platform. Don't try to be everywhere all at once. You will burn yourself out and you will get nowhere. There are so many options now. You could think, oh my gosh, I need to be a blogger and I need to be on YouTube and I need to be a podcaster and I need to be an Instagram influencer and I need to be an expert on Facebook Lives. But you do not have to be all of those things. Go where you think your audience might be. So through doing your avatar, if you think my audience watches YouTube videos, they are a massive YouTube-based audience, then become an expert and really master delivering and publishing YouTube videos. If you believe the bulk of your audience is spending their entire day browsing Pinterest, then master Pinterest and put up the best pins you can. If you think your audience is a blogging audience, if they read articles and posts and blogs and maybe hang out mainly on Facebook, then really master blogging, master that writing skill, create the most interesting and quality blogs possible, master SEO, and then utilize Facebook as a place for you to post your blogs and articles in order to gain a bigger audience. Personally, for me right now, I'm like an Instagram at the moment as a social media outlet. I haven't quite got my head around it entirely, but that's what I'm liking. So that's where you're going to find me. The Instagram link is in the show notes. I'm also loving podcasting as a medium. I was doing video, but I decided that I did not want to invest the time and energy into trying to master the SEO algorithms of YouTube. I would actually much rather really focus and double down on podcasting because I see it as this fantastic opportunity for being able to grow my audience, bring in amazing value interviews, and just really take my business forward. So you really need to pick the platform that resonates the most with you, that you're going to feel most comfortable publishing content on, and that you feel you're going to reach the greatest proportion of your audience. Then you need to start to create quality content consistently and get it out in front of your potential audience, and you will start to gather an audience. Please note, quality trumps quantity. Take it from me. I have tried quantity multitude of times. I am your typical believer that I can achieve more than is humanly possible in a day, a week, a month, a year, etc. But unless you have your own digital marketing agency, a 24/7 videographer, a team of people who are going to be posting all your stuff everywhere, it is super, super tough. So go for quality. And the secret to quality, be valuable. Think of every single possible question your audience may have about the niche or business you're in and get out there and answer it with super valuable content, whether that be videos, whether it be a podcast like this one, whether it be blog posts, whether it be images, infographics, however you want to do it, just be super, super valuable. Ask yourself with every single content piece you create, how can I add maximum value with this piece of content. All right, step number four, create a community. So now it is about taking people from the different platforms and where they're out, just like viewing your stuff and maybe clicking a like here or there or whatever, and actually pulling them into a community. Now, years ago, this would have been build an email list. It's that step that we're talking about, but it's not just about building an email list anymore. It really is about creating that community. So you can do that by A, building your email list, but also inviting people into a very specific group or forum or area where they can engage with you and with each other, and they feel part of a smaller specific community. Your community are your feedback mechanism, they're your marketing army, they're your core buyers, they are your people. Now, sure, you can get out there and run ads to the new yoga pants you've just launched on your site, but imagine if you had an email list of 50,000 people all receiving your free yoga videos in their email every week, and then discussing and chatting with other community members in a Facebook group that you have. How likely is it that a large percentage of community members from your group and your email list are going to order your new yoga pants? Pretty high, I would say. Plus, they're going to tell you how well they fit. Can you add another color, another size, another style? In fact, could you also offer t-shirts or socks or mats? In all honesty, not only do your community pretty much become your friends, that's what I find in a community, they become your buddies, but they are also will tell other people about you, and they're walking, talking market research. They're going to tell you what's working for them or not working for them, or what's working for their neighbour or the neighbour down the road, or somebody else who's got different yoga pants or goes to a different yoga or shops from a different yoga store. These are the people that are going to tell you really how to grow your business. So the best way to build a community is to offer something of value for free. So for example, I'm about to start posting e-commerce training videos in my Facebook community for free. You just have to join my community to access those videos. Once in the community, there will be various options for you to sign up to an email list to either get notifications of new videos, or if I'm putting the videos in a little membership site, to get access to that so they're all kind of neatly in one place, or to get worksheets and things like that. Now, one of the fastest ways in the early days that I built my email list actually was through webinars. So don't be surprised if a few webinar invites don't come your way in the future. But there are a multitude of ways for you to build your community. I will do some episodes specifically on that because it deserves episodes all on its own, multitudes of episodes all on its own. So do just keep your eyes out for future episodes on community and audience building. And I'll also bring in some of the best in the business to talk about community and audience building. So step five is to build your asset base. Simply put, now is the time, if you haven't already, to add whatever it is you're selling. So for example, if you are selling information products, you might be selling a video course or an ebook or a membership site. If you're a coach, you'll be selling your coaching services. If you've got an e-commerce site, your products. If you're an influencer, you'll have been building your audience. By now, you'll be looking for sponsorship deals, etc. Now, as I said in step three, there's no hard and fast rule as to the order of how you do this. Perhaps you had a product all along and then began to build your audience. For my new e-commerce brand, for example, I will be promoting products and building my audience at the same time. However, for my books, I won't launch until I've built a bit more of an audience to launch too. So it really depends on your goals and end objectives. But all I can tell you is that the stronger and more engaged your community, which by the way is directly correlated to how much value they feel they receive from you, then the easier you're going to find it to promote and sell your product, your service, or your brand. So let me give you some examples. Let's go back to my yoga pants example. So imagine that you're a yoga teacher and you decide that you're going to start an e-commerce business selling yoga pants. So you have no online presence, you go out, you build a store, you have all these funky yoga pants, you think they're the best yoga pants in the world, you launch your store and you go, bam, my yoga pants. And nothing happens. So let's say, instead of doing that, what you actually do is you go out and you start to do yoga videos for the over 40s. and you go on to Facebook or Instagram or wherever you feel your bulk audience is, and you start to deliver every single morning 10-minute yoga stretches for the over 40s. You target those keywords, you go out there into groups, you start to mix with people, you say, you know what, I've had a terrible bad back, or I've got really bad knees, I'm doing these yoga videos specifically for the over 40s, this is life-changing. You start to get people to share those videos, they're every day 10 minutes, you do little nutritional worksheets to go with them, or worksheets of different yoga stretches, or different things that the over 40s can do to add to their day, like a 20-minute walk as well. Just anything that adds a massive amount of value to your audience. And you do that for, say, 6 months, and you build your audience and build your community. You give away something for free, like a free yoga book or something that's digital, that's scalable. You build a huge community of, say, 5,000 people that are watching your yoga vids, and then you launch your yoga pants store specifically for the over 40s, and you go into your community and say, I've just launched this new store, here are all my funky yoga pants, what do you think? You're not launching to crickets then, you're launching to a community. The same goes for, let's say you're an amazing writer and you want to sell a writing course. Let's say you're really, really good at creative writing and you can take anything and turn it into something that just rolls off the tongue and that people love to read and it's intriguing and engaging, and you see so many people out there writing blog posts and stuff and the writing's awful. So just by going out and launching a writing course on, say, ClickFunnels or something, with nobody to launch to, the chances are it's just going to sit there collecting dust. But if you go out there and start to offer free lessons on how to write your blog better, how to write your post better, how to write your sales page better, how to write your Instagram captions better, how to, you know, whatever, whoever your target market is, let's say you're going for online entrepreneurs, for instance, and you're teaching them how to come up with better headlines, better taglines, better subtitles, whatever it is that you're doing, and you do that for a while and you build a community of people who are loving your writing, or you're teaching people specifically how to write ebooks or whatever it might be, and you build that community and then you launch your writing course. Does this make sense? Yeah. So what you're doing is you're building an audience and then you're launching something to them, which is something they really want and need, and they've already engaged with you, they've already got lots of value from you. So now, yes, absolutely, they want to buy from you. This is so important. One of the reasons that Amazon, selling on Amazon, is so successful is because they have done that part of the business for you. They have built their brand, they've built the audience, they've built the trust, they've built that community of Amazon buyers. So really, in theory, all you have to do now is take a product and go and put it in front of their audience. That works for a time. The challenge with Amazon is the amount of competition that's on there. And so to be continuously successful, you really need to build your own audience as well. It is so unbelievably competitive. And the thing with Amazon is a lot of it relies on ads. So somebody with a lot of money can come in and just knock you out of the ballpark quite quickly. But the reason why so many people have been able to go onto Amazon and build a business quite quickly is because of that community building that Amazon have already done. So when you start thinking about what it is you're selling, you just need to manage your expectations, right? So if you do not have an audience of buyers sitting there waiting, the chances are it's not going to launch with a bang. You're not going to get out there and generate, you know, a few grand overnight. But if you do have a huge community, then obviously your expectations are going to be slightly different. So moving on to step 6, now you need to master marketing. The quickest and easiest way to get your products, your services, your brand and your content out into the marketplace is obviously to use promotional techniques to do so. Whether that be SEO, gaming social media algorithms, co-promotions with other marketers, paid advertising, whatever it is you're going to do, you need to be promoting sometimes even more than you are creating. For instance, if you publish a video on YouTube, other than getting the tags right, your title, description and all that kind of stuff, you need to be adding a segment on your social media channel of choice, sending it out to your community, trying to get other people to promote it for you, running ads, whatever it is you can to promote that video. The same for your podcasts, your blog posts, your products, your funnels. The best content and products in the world are no good if they're not seen. So almost from the get-go, you have to be looking at creative ways to get your brand and content in front of your target audience. Now, the first step in doing that is obviously knowing where your audience is, which we touched on in step two. The second step is being uber valuable, as that is going to attract people to you and encourage word of mouth. Then it's really all about using the resources available to you to spread your message. Once again, different marketing and promotion techniques are episodes all on their own. Today is just an overview of the 10 steps, so we will delve in to some of the promotion techniques in other episodes. All right, step 7. By now you are probably feeling hugely overwhelmed, possibly a bit exhausted. So now, step 7, it's time to add your systems and a power team. Let's say you're creating a podcast a week. You're trying to encourage people to join your community. You're nurturing them with valuable and consistent content. You're building out products and you're utilizing marketing and promotion techniques. You just do not have the time or the energy to do it all. Now is the time, my friend, if you haven't already, to put in place your power team. Now, to start with, you might only have one other person on your team. I grew my digital marketing business to a very healthy, high six-figure business over 3 or 4 years with only 2 other full-time people working with me and a few freelance contractors. We built our Amazon business to 7 figures in 1 year with only 1 virtual assistant. So you don't need hundreds of staff to make it much easier on you to do what you must do. Now, I say what you must do because it's important that you hold on to the tasks that really only you can do. Unless your long-term goal is to exit out the business completely, which is a totally different discussion. But most of my audience are building smaller lifestyle businesses and turning passions into profits. So I imagine that there's a part of the business that's yours and yours alone. For me, and your lifestyle business, that's content creation. It's writing, it's recording, it's posting. That's not to say that won't change in the future, but you must ensure that you start by delegating the lower level tasks out to your team, freeing you up to do the most important money-making tasks. I actually have a very, very detailed episode, episode number 57, which is how to hire an awesome VA. And I go through exactly how to hire an awesome VA with also the job descriptions that I've placed and all sorts of different details. So I will post that in the show notes. All right, step 8. You'll be happy. It's going to get a little bit easier now. Step 8 is to continue building and nurturing your audience and community. This is one of the greatest mistakes I've seen online entrepreneurs do, and I myself have made this mistake in the past. Just because you've had a few sales or a successful launch or your ad strategy is working does not mean you should neglect your community and current audience. They are the core of your business and as such demand your best attention. But like all of us, they have a multitude of things happening in their lives vying for their attention at all times. Neglect them and they will neglect you. I don't know about you, but I hate these promotions that I see banks do all the time. You know, X percentage off for new customers. Then you call up, having been a loyal customer for years, ask for a similar discount and get told it's only for new customers. There's something distinctly wrong with that picture. Nurture your community. Keep adding value where you can. Listen and act on their feedback and acknowledge their importance in and to your business. The more you look after your community, the faster you will organically grow, as they will be recommending you left, right, and center to everyone they meet. Plus, it just makes you feel really good to be part of such a positive and friendly. I love it. I couldn't build my business without my community. I love getting in there and having a chat and seeing what they're doing. I love the fact that I feel like I know everybody, even though I haven't actually met a lot of them firsthand. Some of them I have at past events, but many of my community I haven't met. But we've been talking for so long now and sharing different things, and we've all been on a journey, and it's just great to feel part of a community. I've got no idea whether that's a girl thing. But anyway, all right, step 9, add further income streams. So this is way down the line now, okay? And you want to be very careful with this one, as you don't want to grow too fast. I know that sounds counterintuitive, but if you don't have the systems or resources in place and you suddenly catapult your business into high growth, you could actually find yourself unable to meet commitments. Then you'll have dissatisfied customers and a bit of a reputational crisis on your hands. So, only start to add alternate streams of income once you're satisfied that your business is running well and you want to up the ante. So for example, let's say you sell a standalone video course. I'm going to use myself as an example here. So I started out with Facebook domination back in 2013. Then you add another one. So I think I added a Pinterest course. Then you add another one. I think I added a Twitter course. Then you add another one, and so on. And eventually you could wrap them all up into a membership site. And then you could have different levels of your membership site. You could go on to masterminds, etc., etc. Or maybe you start as an affiliate marketer and you're selling for other people, and then you add your own courses as you go and as you grow. Maybe you're selling a product and you start to add more product lines to your store, or even more stores. So let's say you get a really good system running on a store, it's going really well, it's pretty much run by your team. Now you're going to completely replicate that and start a whole new brand on a whole new store. Maybe you add a back-end educational product to your front-end product store. Or you add a back-end product store to your front-end educational product. There really are so many different ways to build and grow your business. The opportunities are absolutely endless. But in all my years of doing this, I have always found, unless you're starting with a solid team and plenty of financial resources, it is really best to start small and then grow as you go. I've said in a previous step that we built our Amazon business to seven figures with just one product. And over the following couple of years, we grew that super fast to 50-odd products. But the sudden growth in product lines actually caught us out, and we had to quickly scale back. Otherwise, we totally risk losing the growth in the whole of our brand. Sometimes less is actually more. So analyze your business as you grow, listen to the feedback from your community so that you can provide what they're asking for, and grow slowly but surely. Seth Godin says the shortcut is usually the longest route. And believe me, 9 times out of 10, when you try to shortcut, it usually does take you far longer. So I wholeheartedly agree, Seth. Trust the system, ladies and gentlemen, and stack your income streams one by one. And last but not least, step 10, have fun. I'm sitting on this podcast thinking, dear God, forget it. I'm going to go back to work. It's all too hard. No, seriously, this is meant to be fun. I know that business can be stressful. Learning something new can be stressful. Stepping out of our comfort zone is stressful. But at the end of the day, why do it if it doesn't bring enjoyment to your life? There are so many ways these days with the emerging gig economy to make a bit of extra money to supplement your income. So if you're really just in this to make money, then starting and growing a business might not be for you. You might decide just rather to go and do something on the side, a little bit of a side hustle that just brings in a bit of extra income. But if you have a hobby or a passion that you'd love to share and monetize, then building a lifestyle business is the way to do it. The end result is doing what you love to do every single day and earning enough to do it from wherever you want, whenever you want. Love it. So there you have it, ladies and gentlemen, my 10 steps to building your freedom lifestyle business. I do hope they've proven useful. These steps are all laid out on the blog post that accompanies this episode over at yourlifestylebusiness.com, so you can see them in text, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, etc. Thanks so much for listening. As always, I appreciate your feedback. Do come and comment either on the blog post, in the group, send me an email, however you want to get back to me. I love to hear from you and love to chat. Have an amazing week. As always, live life on purpose, and of course, make it happen. Thanks for listening. See you again next week. Thanks so much for listening to today's episode. To join in the conversation, please head over to yourlifestylebusiness.com, where you can find links to podcasts, show notes, and sign up to download my free ebook, How to Build a Business You Can Run from Anywhere in the World. Also, make sure you come and join our Facebook community. Just search for Your Lifestyle Business on Facebook, and you'll soon be sharing ideas with like-minded entrepreneurs all on the same journey. Lastly, if you have a moment, please subscribe and quickly rate this podcast on iTunes. It takes a tenth of a second to hit the little stars, and your rating will ensure it gets out to more people and impacts as many as possible with the message, make it happen. Thank you so much. See you next time.